God's love and blessings be yours, our brother or sister in Christ. This reflection is based on the Gospel of Mark 8:27. And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Mark 8:29. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Mark 8:33. I hope this reflection finds you and your family well and enjoying this unusual winter weather. So, friends, in this passage of Mark, Jesus asks his apostles and each of us, "But who do you say that I am?" How do you answer this question? At times I answer, "You are my Lord and Savior. You are my Lord and my God. You are my brother, my friend, and my Redeemer." And the list goes on. I am quick to answer this question like a little kid raising and wiggling her hand and answer teacher's question. I am sure, confident, excited to know answer. I know the answer. I know who you are, Jesus. Peter replied with certainty also, "You are the Christ. You are the Messiah." But within moments, Peter is rebuking Jesus because he is uncomfortable with Jesus' teaching. He is uncomfortable with Jesus' words. Oh, how I see myself in Peter. How often I acknowledge who Jesus is and then tell him what he should do, how he should fix something, who he should punish or save or heal. How often am I telling Jesus to do my will rather than humbly praying, "Your will be done"? Jesus' reply to Peter is, "Get behind me, Satan," teaching Peter, the disciples, and us that the devil can influence even the most fervent believer. I can only imagine how many times Jesus has said to me also, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." So as we approach the Lenten season, may I humbly acknowledge who Jesus is, and may my prayers, my petitions, my actions reflect that acknowledgement. You, Jesus, are God, my Savior, and I am yours. A side note, I am so grateful for Simon Peter. He so often puts his foot in his mouth, yet his love for Jesus is so evident, as is Jesus' love and patience with Peter. This gives me hope and joy as I travel on my faith journey, knowing how, like Peter, I too often err, but my love for Jesus is evident. I pray, and his love and patience with me is unending. Thank you, God. With love and prayer, Michelle Dooley. P.S. May I please ask for prayers for my 30-year-old niece, Stephanie. She is battling brain cancer. She has a wonderful husband and a 1-year-old son. Thank you.